Nou, as jy gistermiddag is net so na 5 ingeskakel was, het jy gehoor dat Tygerberg 104 FM die baie trotse media vennote is van Parel Interskole 2016. En vir die hele week, hierdie week, vat ons hande met die Parel Hoër Jongensskool natuurlik, of Boys High, soos wat hulle bekend staan, Parel Gymnasium en Parel Meisies Hoër, wat dan uit die mekaar omtrent dinge uitdurf en koppe stamp in die groot Parel Interskole week. Nou, as jy in Parel enigste sinds het draai al gemaakt het, so jy sien dat die Parel even skielik in die kleure van blauw en bloedrooi en maroon en groen getooi word. Het is ongelooflik om die atmosfeer in Parel te sien, dis letterlik tasbaar. Interskole statistiek moet ek vir jou sê, loop al van 1915 af is hy ontstaan en vandag is dit een van die grootste skole wedstryde in die land. Dis vir my groot voorreg om vanmiddag dan nou met die seuns hokkie kapteins dan nou te praat van die Parel Interskole. En ons begin dan sommer vanmiddag dan nou met die Hoër Jongensskool of Boys High, se Ethan Appies wat saam met ons kuier. Nou as ek kyk na die afgelope paar kom ons sê maande en die seisoen van die hokkiewedstryde, lyk dit amper asof Boys High amper die oorhand kry. Wanneer dit kom by die skole met die Kaapstadse internasionaal Fisk Hoër, Swartland, Wynberg, Stellenberg, Parelvallei, Windhoek, Gim, meeste van die wedstryde wat hulle wel toe nou gewen het. Wel, Fairmont natuurlijk is een van die straffe competitie vir hulle, Grey PE, ongelooflike competitie vir hulle, maar ek dink al hierdie baie moeilike skole het hulle voorbereid vir ek dink die groote wat op hulle wag en dis natuurlijk teen Parel Gymnasium hierdie week. Nou ja, without further ado, I want to introduce you to the captain of the hockey team, and it's nobody else than Ethan Appies. Ethan, welcome to Tigerberg 104 FM this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Really enjoy being around here.
Wow, Ethan, I must ask you the nerves. How are you guys feeling, and how's the whole team handling this whole week so far?
Yeah, I guess things hasn't really settled in yet because we've been so busy with all the other activities around in the schools, but usually Saturday mornings, it's really kind of an overwhelming feeling, but in the end, the team who actually wants to win the most will end up coming away with a better result.
Very true, very true. The nerves, Ethan, I must tell you, sometimes it only lingers and then it kicks in literally an hour before the game and then when you step onto the field. But I think it's preparation that leads one into either victory or defeat. How's the preparation been this season?
So far, we've really been prepared really well. We have a great and amazing coaching staff and managing staff. So irrespective of our busy schedules at school and even in this week, we still find time to do the correct preparation. And so far, we're feeling good about the game to come on Saturday.
Amazing. Now, for folk listening this afternoon that would like to come and see some of the best hockey in the Western Cape, they must actually come around on Thursday and then, of course, on Friday. And the major games will be happening on Saturday. Am I right? Now, when I say Thursday and Friday, there's also some girls playing the hockey matches. The boys, basically, on Saturday and then the later games, about 4:30 in the afternoon on Thursday. Exactly how can people go about to get some tickets to come and watch you guys?
Well, they can order by the school, but most of the time they use tickets to order at the gate already. So if you miss a ticket, I'm sure they can forget that tickets at the gate.
Perfect. And this, of course, at the Astro Felton. It's at Paul Boys High. You can't miss it. It's going to be brilliant games. Advice, Ethan. What is the advice that a captain gives to his team before this huge interschools?
Yeah, I guess before the game, I'll always tell them that they're part of something bigger, and I think when they get onto the field, they must remember they're not playing only for themselves, but for the school that and the badge that they wear on their blazers. So that's all I can really do. We do the preparation, so there's nothing really else to do than to guard and win the game, I guess.
That's a lot of wisdom. Now, I want to ask you about the big brag, and I know yours are only taking a place on Friday, am I right?
Yes, it is.
Well, now, for people that don't know what a big brag is, what is that?
Well, mostly it's for the parents to actually, it's all about the players itself, to actually get the recognition where we get the capping and so on. But it's a very well attended event because all boys throughout the country actually comes to see the teams of 2016, and we'll be representing the respective schools of both sides. So for the parents as well, I think it's a proud moment for them to actually be able to hand over the cap to the children. So I think that's always a very special moment for them.
For sure. Well, if you just joined us, we're speaking to the captain of the boys hockey team, and it's Ethan Uppies of Paul Boys High. Speaking about the big brag, I have to ask you, interesting little traditions that you have as a team just before the game. Is there something like that or not?
Not really. I guess we just like to get together. You should ask what are the fears or what are they scared of before going to the game, so you can just talk through the emotions. I think that's something we try and do before every game. And yeah, that's nothing special, but for us it really means something quite big.
Wow. Ethan, just to wrap things up, what is the major lessons or lesson that you've learned this season and in Paul Boys High?
Well, we never really had it easy this season. We did come away with quite a few victories, but I think the main thing is, even though in the loss, you never defeated, and there's always something to learn out of it, because we're still quite a young side and we're looking forward to next year as well. So we just try to take out as much as we can out of this season as well.
My word. Very good answer. Ethan Uppies, captain of the Paul Boys team. That's the hockey team, of course. We can only say holding thumbs and may the best team win. And, wow. We don't even want to say good luck, but know that we're praying for you guys for a very safe game. And enjoy it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me once again.
Take care.